This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, baseball star Alex Rodriguez went on a steroid shopping spree in the Dominican Republic, and so did one of our sports reporters.
In the Dominican, the officials say certain steroids are illegal, but no one on a practical level knows that, and everyone in a pharmacy will just sell it to you.
NPR's Mike Pesca back from the DR, and he has one expense report to file. That's coming up.
First, though, the South Florida real estate market has seen spiraling highs and now a bruising decline. In Miami, prices for condominiums have dropped by more than a third. Unsold homes litter the market, and thousands of foreclosures have clogged the system. But some people see opportunity in a down market. Shannon Novak of member station WLRN reports from Miami.
Peter Zalewski looks like a nice Midwesterner. He's from Chicago and wears a farm boy smile. But don't be fooled. His realty company is called Condo Vultures. Zalewski hovers and then dines on the carcasses of the real estate dead.
If you look back at the 80s, people think about Miami and the cocaine cowboys and the Miami Vice era. I think when people look back at Miami in the beginning part of the 21st century, they're going to think about the condo crash that occurred.
Last year in Miami, realtors sold 21% fewer condos than the year before, and those that did sell sold for far less. In recent months, though, condo sales have picked up, but prices continue a steep decline. Zalewski says his hedge fund clients have been buying in bulk, 200 and 300 units at a time.
They're feeling as if the pressure is on to try to go in and accumulate what they can before they lose out to someone else.
Beginning in 2003, developers began construction on about 22,000 condos in and around downtown Miami. Today, roughly 80 new towers dot the skyline.
Good morning, Opera Tower Suites and Marina. Maggie speaking. May I help you?
At Opera Towers, leasing manager Cece Euro says about half the people who put down pre-construction deposits never completed the deal. It's a situation that's occurred across South Florida. Once real estate prices began to fall, investors hoping of flipping homes flopped.
I think it was March of 2008 the building was finished. So we started having the closings at that time. The whole building sold pre-construction. The whole building sold pre-construction. You know, everybody gave a deposit, everybody was ready to close. And then disaster came to Miami, you know, the whole market thing.
The market's fundamentals have not returned yet. Florida's unemployment rate is above the national average. Home foreclosures in the Miami area topped 5,000 last month, and yet condominiums are still under construction. Banks have blacklisted hundreds of condo complexes across South Florida due to foreclosures and delinquencies. Fannie Mae will soon release its own blacklist, and the mortgage giant recently instituted tough new lending rules for Florida condominium buyers. None of this is good news for Rick Birch, chairman of the Realtor Association of Greater Miami and the Beaches.
People with even good credit scores, you know, you need about a 730 credit score right now to really be strong in the marketplace. And Fannie Mae standards for a condo loan say minimum 10%, but I know many lenders that require 20, 30% to even get in.
Yeah, but it's going to be 75.
Back at Opera Towers, agents have turned their attention from sales to rentals. They are hopeful renters will become buyers when the market rebounds. Alex Chavez just moved here from Los Angeles, and as he toured a one-bedroom unit, he liked what he saw.
You have the city to the right and the water to the left. This is the one I want.
Rental prices across Miami, which have skyrocketed for years, have started to drop. Even a year ago, Chavez probably would have been priced out of a fancy rental like this. But not these days. He's content to watch the real estate prices drop and is thinking about buying, hoping that he can get in before the market begins to rebound. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.